sudden, all of a sudden what you have to say again is now being reflected. If we go back to that script and we call them and say, look, I've come across something I'm very, very excited about. I think it can make a difference in the world, change the lives of a lot of people. I know you like change. I know you like to help people. That's why I'm calling you. I really respect and admire that about you. When you're calling people in that flavor, and then they say, well, Thursday night's going to be really tight. So I understand that. I know you're busy. Ordinarily, I wouldn't ask this of you, but is there anything you can do to change your schedule and be there and come? Then all of a sudden, it really sounds important. And I know that takes a little bit of courage, but you know what? Here's what I want you to think about. Even if they can't change their schedule, you still win. The reason why you still win is because you just raised the level of importance in their mind. So the next time or the next scheduled appointment, they're going to see that, but I'm going to make that appointment. I'm not going to screw around with this. And so anything you can do that raises the bar, that gives them a sense that, hey, you know, this is important. This is worth changing your schedule. Right now your schedule is based on your current priorities. And when you see this and you understand what this is, I think you may be willing to shift those priorities, and you'll understand why it is that I've asked you to change your schedule around it. If that's at all possible, please consider doing that. When you do that, it just gives people a better understanding that this is important. This is important to you. This could be important to them. And it's important enough that you're asking them to go out of their way.
Mike, this is Sherry Dorsey. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, good. I've got a question about, okay, you've invited someone to your home on Wednesday night, and let's say that is the night that you have down on the calendar, and they can't, I mean, Wednesday night's totally out for them. Would you not put them into a webinar, or even if it's not totally out, instead of waiting for the next week, would you put them in to something online, or would you wait for the next week?
Good call. Well, if they can make the next week, that's great. I mean, if you can get in front of them in your in-home, that's important. And let's make a general rule about this. Two strikes, and then that, I would say, that's for sure. You know, you want to get them onto a webinar or something of another time. But if it's like Wednesday nights, I can't do it because Wednesday nights are blah, blah, blah night. You know, I've got the kids in soccer or whatever the case may be. Where it's simply not, you know, they have commitments that they have to honor. And at that point in time, you got two options. Do you bring the meeting to them, or do you pick an alternate night?
Sure.
And depending on who these people are, you might want to consider option number one as your first priority, going to them, and then option number two is your second choice. Again, let's keep this in mind. When you start to use this contact invite approach that we talked about last week, and now the people on your list are specialized. I mean, you're really targeting people who are high in terms of their priorities on your list. Then any one of these people could be the next Terry Latham. It could be the next consultant of the year. Any one of these people. So keep that in mind when you're calling them, when you're contacting them, and the time that you're prepared to spend with them. You know, it might be worth, I'll tell you what, I went to see Bruce Black. I mean, I got in my car and I went to see him. I didn't think he was going to come to see me. First of all, I didn't have anywhere to bring him. I lived at my dad's house, so that would have been pretty embarrassing. But, and at that time, we didn't have webcasts and things like this, so I went to him. And it was a good move. It was definitely a good move. Play that by ear. What we're trying to do is provide some guidelines and a basic understanding of the rhythm, that you want to get things into a rhythm, that contact invite, that meeting, the follow-up meeting, and what these meetings are supposed to accomplish. The wellness home briefing, whether that's in your living room or that's in a coffee shop, the objective of that meeting is to introduce them to the concept, not to close them, but to introduce them. The follow-up meeting, which we call the strategy session, again, whether it's in your living room, whether it's online, or it's in a coffee shop, or their office, wherever it is, the point of that exercise is to expose them to the business of the business so that they get an understanding of that and understand how this can create a return on investment for them. third part of this is the Get Aligned meeting. When they decide to join, we want to know that, we want to validate, we want to verify, we want to show them that they're not just joining an isolated situation. They're joining an already existing team that is going to be there to help encourage and work with them in the development of their understanding of the business. So this is just as important as any of the other meetings, because, you know, a lot of people spend time trying to get somebody in the business, and then they don't know what to do once they're in the business. So that's pointless, you know, spending all this time to get somebody in, and then you just leave them, you're not sure what to do after them. So this is why that team meeting is so critical, because this is going to give you the launch pad. This is going to get them on the conveyor toward a launch, and making decisions that are correct decisions given what their objectives are.
Excellent. Thank you.
I should mention, Terry, we got the 19th, Friday the 19th. Do you want to tell them a little bit about that?
Yeah, we keep talking about the mid-month. I've talked to a few of the people about the mid-month event. Talked about doing, you know, one big, large event, but we're going to look at the Friday the 19th. It'll be, I believe, did we talk about 8:30? Yeah, 8:30 hour time. It'll be about a 20-minute webcast. So say, for example, we've got Dorsey team or Taylor team or Thompson team, wherever you might be, you can have your organization together, have wine, have a good time together, so celebrating the activity that's starting to happen. And then we'll have a 20-minute webcast, which I know that Kathy and Bernie are going to be plugging in. It's from their time zone. Mike and all his people will be plugging in. We'll have all people around the country plugging in. And it's going to be tying in everybody around the country for the mid-month event and for this initial one. And then maybe the following month it might be at a different location. But I believe it's going to be pretty cool, Mike, to have everybody at their own locations, at their house, wherever they might be, for the mid-month event. I mean, that just draws a larger vision.
Let me just point out what this, you just said it. It draws a larger vision. This first one is not the ideal scenario, because the ideal scenario is this is where we showcase our new silvers. Now, in this opening sequence, we may be breaking some silvers in the next couple of weeks. Definitely by the next mid-month. And so what the mid-month does is it gives us an opportunity to showcase those people. Why is that important? Well, if we got a bunch of people in the business, and we got a bunch of people who have not yet really committed to do the business in a serious enough way where they're going to actually put a schedule of events together with you, where they're going to commit to a serious schedule, we want to prompt that. We want to encourage them to jump in, you know, get going. Let's jump into this team, be a part of what's going on here. And so the mid-month event is that little push, that little opportunity to say, hey, we know you're in, congratulations, that's great, it's wonderful, you know, what your experience has been up to now, maybe minor or small, or it may be even great compared with respect to the products, but we want to draw your attention to the business, and that there is a better way, or a good way to do the business, if you get serious enough about it. And then that's where we feature the success stories of the people who have engaged their launch, and that's how they're going to learn about the importance of the launch firsthand from people who've done it or have just completed it. And that way, it's not us talking down to them. It's their peers, people who were in the same shoes they were in weeks ago, who are now, you know, excited about their business. They see how it's unraveling or unfolding before them. And they see how people are excited around. That energy is going to rub off on them, and it's going to prompt them to say, you know, maybe I should really look at this launch strategy a little more seriously. Well, designed to help you, the upline, get those new people focused on doing the business in launch mode rather than in, you know, you're out there. So that's what the mid-month is for. So this first one is more for us to get a celebration going, to understand the dynamics of this event, and obviously some of you over the next couple of weeks are going to have some people you're going to definitely want plugged into this. Any questions about that? You might ask why Friday. Anybody asking why Friday? What's that?
What was the answer?
I just heard something about football. You know, Terry brought that up as well. Well, just let me just point out why Friday. If you're a parent, then you know that the week is pretty busy, and the only time in the week that people generally allocate to a social evening when it's adults only social evening is a Friday night or a Saturday night. Now, I don't think they're going to want to mix their Saturday night with business, so they're going to probably want their Saturday night for their Saturday night. But Friday nights are also social evenings, and it's okay to finish the week with a social evening that is oriented around your new business. And so the idea is to make this fun. Make it social. You know, one of the big reasons why people go to wellness previews is for the social side of it. You know, a large percentage of people who show up at those weekly meetings are there because that's bowling night or hockey night or football night to them. It's their social event of the week. It keeps them plugged into the community, keeps them excited and interested about their business. Well, we're going to make that social event a great event, but we're also going to have a theme to that event so that that event can do its job. Remember, we're cooking noodles here. We're making a meal. That means getting them in is not the end of the story. It's only the beginning. It's getting them in and then getting them going. And that's what that does.
Mike, can you hear me? This is Fleta.
Yes.
I have a question for you. It's speaking of cooking noodles. And you got a lot of noodles cooking. And, okay, so I have a silver is launching someone, and we're doing in-homes with her on Thursday evening. And then I have another frontline that's launching, and she's doing two in-homes, actually one at a restaurant on Monday night and then on Saturday mornings. So do I spend, we were talking about a five-week launch, so do I spend my whole 5 weeks on that Thursday with that silver helping him, or do I spend my time like the first 2 weeks and then turn it over?
Yes. And let me just go back, recap priorities. If you want to list this, if you want to understand so that you can, again, manage your time better. And one of the things, again, this is not a criticism, just simply an observation. One of the things we tend to do is babysit people. We overstay our welcome, and it really handicaps them in terms of developing their leadership. And if you keep this in mind, your 6%, you know, Nikan's compensation plan is a really well-designed plan, but it's top-heavy, meaning it's really oriented toward the development of leaders, hence it's called a leadership bonus. So the sooner we can help somebody identify themselves as a leader, the better. And how you help somebody identify themselves as a leader is you help them take over the meeting. So the first meeting, you might be doing 90% of the work.
Mm-hmm.
The next meeting, if you're smart, you might be doing 50% of the work. You let them start doing, participating and covering some of the ground themselves. You're just the A. And then the third meeting, or maybe just the third meeting, you may just simply observe. You know, you might be 5% of the work. And then you know that you've got somebody who is becoming confident and reliant on themselves and being able to conduct those meetings. Keep in mind, they're going to have the webcast as an A. So what you're really doing there is helping them learn how to do this. And as a silver, they even though they're a silver, they may not really know what that means, or they've never had to step up into the role of a silver. So your goal now as a coach is to help them develop their ability to be a very functional silver, so that they're not just a person who's acting like a new senior, even though they're a silver. You need a silver acting like a silver, because otherwise, who's going to take care of the seniors that they're bringing on? And if you're going to be the one who's doing all that, then there's no time for you to do anything else. You're going to have this one, you know, the one-legged wonder. And that's very common in the business because we tend to babysit people. A lot of us in Nikan are very social type people. We're really caring, nurturing type people, and our tendency is to nurture, and that's not objective. It's going to steal time from you in the end, and you're not going to have the financial wherewithal to keep doing this. And so that could be your source of disillusionment or disappointment. My goal, Terry's goal, is to help you stay very objective about your business. Keep in mind, we're talking about a high performance team here. This is not general knowledge. We're not inviting all the downlines to participate in this dialogue. This is simply giving you how does Mike DiMuccio or Terry Latham work their business so that they, A, have time, they can manage all of the different spinning plates, and develop self-reliance where their leaders are concerned so that they have a business that continues to replicate in spite of ourselves. I don't know, how'd you do that? How'd you do that, Terry?
That's cool, isn't it?
That was really cool. How'd you do that? You're going to have to show me how to do that. Anyway, the point is, so I would suggest, yes, you want to encourage them to take over as quickly as possible so they identify their role as an A, as a silver. The other thing is, I was going to go to priorities. Okay, here's how I organize my time in terms of priorities. First priority is, what am I doing to ensure that I have enough people coming in the pipeline for me personally so that I can build the width of my business? If I don't have my six key legs yet, by the way, I don't believe in a seventh or an eighth or a ninth. Your spare legs are going to come from your tap rooting exercise. So, but six core legs means I might have 18 frontline people until I find those six core legs. So my first priority is to develop those six core partners. I might have one or two right now. So if I've got two core legs right now, then of 100% of my time, 14% of my time is going in each leg. The balance of my time is going to find the other four legs. And this is something we don't do. We're taught to work, you know, go where the fire is and so forth. Yeah, but not 100% of your time. Because then you're not finding the width that you need to advance in rank. And if you're not doing it, what do you think you're duplicating? So it's subtle, but it happens that way. So keep in mind that 14% of your time goes per leg. 14% of your time per leg. And if you only have two legs, that means 28% of your time is gone where those two legs are concerned. The balance of your time is finding your next leg. Or two, or three, or four. Now, what do you do with the legs that you have? Priority number two is ensuring that my front line legs, co-partners, are advancing in rank. So I have to look at what are they doing to ensure they're advancing in rank? Who is it that they're bringing on? How do I help them bring those people on? Okay, so that's priority number two. Okay. Priority number three is taproot. That means in those legs where I have a core partner, I want to make sure that there's duplication happening down to the second and the third generation. So while my first generation person may be doing what they need to do over here to work on their width, I'm going down one level and working with somebody that I've identified and I've got a personal relationship. I make a relationship with that person as if I sponsor them frontline. I do that not only my first level, I do that my second and my third generation. And sometimes it's not one, two, and three. It might be one, and then three down is that next person, and then three down is that next person. And if you understand the compensation plan, a first-level platinum can be supported by a tenth-level platinum. If any one of those two platinums qualify, that leg is a platinum-qualified leg, preferably in the first six generations. And if you're doing this right, it's very likely that you guys and the platinum partners are going to have platinum, platinum, platinum. That's how my business is. I have no gaps in my business, six legs across. They're straight three platinums down, four diamonds. Because I ensure competence. I work with them to develop their competence so that they're confident and they know what they're doing. That's third priority. Fourth priority. see is, what do I do for the rest of my downline who is not putting their hand up and saying, pick me, launch me? What I do with their, where they're concerned is everything I can to allow them access to me. So I attend public events. If I'm doing a webcast or I hear about a webcast, I make sure they know about it. If, you know, Dave Johnson's coming to town or Terry's doing a webcast, I just make sure they're aware of things that they can utilize. If I heard a new audio cassette or CD that I think is really cool, I basically communicate with them and give them access to all the things that are useful tools, trainings, that I'm doing or my team is doing or Crossline is doing. It just keep them in the loop is what I'm saying. Keep them close to the fire, as close as you can, without having to create a fire for them. Just keep them close to the fires that you've got going. And then the fifth priority is what you do for Crossline, and most of you guys are not in a position to do much for Crossline, because at this point in time, you need to be focused on your first couple priorities.
Okay, that makes sense. That was excellent. Yes.
Great. By the way, there is a tool in the wellness track called the 6+500 map or the platinum map.
Mm-hmm.
Use that. You know, start putting in the question marks or filling in the names. Use pencil.
Mm-hmm. Now, another question, Mike, while I have you on the phone. You know, we're taking people through a process, and I know we have the workbook. Do we follow exactly kind of in that, where we take them through the workbook and then the latch and then the calendar? I can't remember, but
so that first time and that first going through, the first go through that book, it's like, wow, there's a lot of words in here. But keep in mind it's a guide, and there's no way for me to communicate that information to you short of doing it with you. So the guide is there for that purpose. It gives us the ability to duplicate so that we can handle multiple people at the same time. So it's a guide. Once you yourself understand the guide, you're going to know the nuggets. There's basically four nuggets in there, right? It's investing their time, money, contacts, and plugging into the system. That's really the nuggets of the guide, making sure they're doing those things. Investing the time, money, contacts, and plugging into the system. So that's really what the guide does, and orients them around purpose. Let's keep in mind everything's about purpose. So that's what the guide does. And so you're going to be able to dialogue with them, paraphrase things like that. Now, this call was only scheduled for an hour, guys. And I see that, I know we started about 5 minutes late, so I'll give it a couple of more minutes. Is there any other questions?
Mike, this is Steve. I had one question about the mid-month event and having guests that haven't been introduced to me again, or is there sort of a guide rule around who should and shouldn't do those meetings?
I'll tell you what, if you're gonna bring it, there's no guide rules around, like all events should be open events. And I have no problem with people going there as a first exposure, not necessarily the best choice, but if that's the way it comes up, all you need to do is make sure that they know they're coming in the secret, they're being given the secret handshake. Do you know what I mean by that? Meaning, they're getting to be a fly on the wall in an inside meeting. One of the biggest, the scariest things for people is, you know, I forget that joke. There was a great joke about, a great network marketing joke, you know. The guy goes to a recruiting meeting and they do all this fancy stuff. And then he goes to another recruiting meeting and they're having all kinds of fun. So he decides to join that group. And then, boom, in a flash, he's in hell, fire and brimstone. He says, what happened? He says, oh, you're at the recruiting meeting. Basically, a lot of people are afraid that, you know, they're only shown as a prospect. They're only shown the everything, how perfect our world is, and then when they actually get in the business, they find out it's not like that at all. So a real advantage to bringing somebody to a meeting like that is if you let them know, look, ordinarily you wouldn't be coming to this meeting. Ordinarily this is not a meeting that you would come as an introduction to NECAN, a first exposure, even a second look. this meeting is actually for people in Niken who are already building their business and who've already committed to building their business. So, but I want you to come. Come as my guest, and we'll just keep that between us for now. Now, when they get into that meeting, and they know that this is an inside meeting, and they see the fun you guys are having, and they hear the stories, then they're going to think, whatever these people are on, I want some of that. So just couch it. If you're going to bring somebody to that meeting, couch it. Let them know what they're coming to, and that it is not a recruiting meeting. It's actually an inside meeting. This is for people who are in the business and have already launched the business. So come and check it out. You know, what the heck? You might as well see what happens once you're in the business. One last question. Terry, my wife. I want to let everybody know, Mike, and I know we covered a lot. I mean, this is great stuff. But on Wednesday night, when everybody's doing if you're doing it in home on Wednesday night, I think we talked about 8 o'clock Central Time, Mike. You're going to pop in via webcast to play the A role by way of a platinum. Like 10 or 15 minutes of story, and then you'll be able to hit some vision, help everybody step people through the process. Yep. So in the next 24 hours, look for the email that'll give you when we're going to pop in on a webcast and how you can access. Again, just as a fail-safe, Terry may send you an invite, say, here's the webcast link. Failing that, always know that one way you can get on is go to the Wellness Network, go to the OnStar, click on the meeting room center, click on Terry's name, join the webcast. Wellness is the password, unless we say otherwise.
Now let's get everybody used to going to the Wellness Network to tap in there. And every Monday, we'll be doing it at 9 o'clock. Just go in there to click on there, because we'll have our platinum partners every Monday night at 9 o'clock. And feel free to invite your people to the call.
Very good. Thank you, Mike, for all
thank
your
you
time.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
My pleasure. And thanks for all you guys coming. And I know that everybody asked questions, but I want you to feel completely free to ask questions, post comments. If we don't have an open discussion here and you don't feel that this is an open discussion, because I fill time, trust me, I don't have a problem filling time, but I'd rather be responding to questions, concerns, things, because as we go along, as we get into the thick of this, that's when it's going to start to get really interesting, because you're going to start to now have a better understanding of what you've heard, and you're going to have some detailed questions. So please feel free to ask those questions. This call is useless if we don't get your questions addressed.
That's awesome.
Great.
Got it.
Thank you. Happy first day of school tomorrow.
Hey, fine. I'm not gonna call you back.
All right.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.